You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Dean
Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's Bad Girls Club After Show.
Yo, what up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse Janity here in the AfterBuzz TV studio. We're back from Vegas.
We're back.
And well, you guys are back from Vegas.
Guess who? And you guys are going to Vegas.
And we're going
we're
to
going
Vegas.
Girls Weekend.
See, guys.
It's our turn.
Yes.
Can we get our Bat Club's intro?
Bat Girls. Oh, our theme song for Bad Girls. The thing is, this is a new Elise on Life, Season 8, Episode 5. Kind of a I wish I was here for last week's episode, because, I mean, we called in, but...
Okay, my whole spiel about these last two episodes is it's just so stressful. Like, I'm really freaking out, like, whenever I watch this stuff. Like, well, these people are crazy.
And we're going to get to that, because you had a different opinion.
It's not entertaining crazy. This is, like, these people have issues.
Yeah. Melina
cares. I'm scared of the world. Yeah. I'm scared of the way the world's going to be because of these people.
Because of Bad Girls Club. Bad Girls Club has everyone's brains. But let's go around the room and introduce ourselves before we start the conversation. We have the one, the only, Melina Perez.
Oh, yes, that's me.
That's
me.
Across from Melina, back from Vegas, Mikey Watts.
Hello, hello.
He's freshly shorn.
Oh, yeah. Yes. No more hair.
Repping new hair on that side of the table as well. Siobhan Hughes.
Oh,
straightened it.
I'm going for the Farrah Fawcett, I'm seeing it. 70s thing.
This
right
is
now.
The new weave. This is the new weave section.
It is. Next week it'll be purple and spiked. You just see.
All right. And back joining us, the one, the only, flying from the helicopter here at AfterBuzz TV, Cameron Marston.
Yeah, Cameron.
No weave.
Good evening. No weave.
So, all right, no, wait, Melina, so where exactly are you going to be in Vegas?
Oh, no.
No.
We're not disclosing.
All over the place.
Wow.
You
can't go anywhere because I love you.
You better love me. All of you better love me.
Let's not be pervs, guys. All right. Let's talk. Oh, and by the way, we always do superlatives and things like that. We were all wrong.
Who was going to be the MVP?
No, dinner plate nipples.
Oh, yeah.
We found out today.
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
We found out today. We said Erica. We said Gia. We said who else did we say? Someone said Ashley.
I don't
Ash
know, but I got
Amy.
Dinner plate nipples. Who cares?
Well, we found out that the twins had dinner plates.
Because it seems like in most of the episodes, and Gia too, like they're always like showing that it's always blurred out.
Right.
So that means they have the dinner plate. Yeah, they have the dinner plate nipples because it's always showing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Look at you being all investigative with your like magnifying glass. What we see here.
Well, I see a big blur. You don't need a magnifying glass. It's just there, out at you.
SpongeBob, I guess. You
oh my gosh.
What do you mean?
Are we going to get name calling again today?
I know, jeez.
But that was the thing of the episode, SpongeBob twins.
The SpongeBob buddies.
Which I never noticed before. I don't really care about it.
We talked about that before.
No,
that
we were
SpongeBobs?
So...
No, they had square bodies.
Oh, we were so...
Box bodies.
We were so busy on Demetra and picking up ragging on this girl looking like Pinocchio, pan face, and...
What was it, Gumby?
Gumby.
I just want to go home. Everybody's fighting.
You should do voiceovers. Go home.
All right, so we start the episode off. Nastasia meets up with Elise. They befriended each other last season. Nastasia's trying to get
Stassi
that extra 15
milking
minutes.
That 15 minutes. I gotta give it to
go
that girl.
Yeah.
I gotta give it to milk that.
She looked good. I'm not gonna lie. She looked better than she did last season.
I didn't like her hair.
Ooh.
Yeah, it was bad.
I didn't like her outfit. I'm sorry.
I just thought she was caked up.
Wait, what did you say?
I mean, she was looking like...
She looked way better than the twins ever did this whole entire season so far.
Well, if you like the ghetto version of Sailor Moon, I mean, then maybe. But I'm sorry, that outfit was just not... It wasn't cute.
Bitchiness. Bitchiness alert.
Oh my goodness.
I'll play the bad guy. I have no problem with that.
What did Stassi say about... I love that quote that she had. It's like, better they think that you're crazy...
Than weak.
Yep.
Mm. Which I agree with.
And Amy does as well.
Yes, that's Amy. That's so Amy.
I was rewatching the first episode today on Oxygen, and I was like, Amy was so crazy. I needed to be reminded of it. It was kind of obnoxious.
Yeah, and they still haven't found Larry. She doesn't care about Larry.
But you look back at Amy's confessionals and those points where she's acting crazy and all of a sudden she would wink at the camera.
She knows.
I like the little thing that they had today of her talking about sandwiches.
Yeah,
that was good. She's crazy.
How about the one with when she's talking to her boyfriend? Oh, is it? Are you doing anything? Have you hooked up with anybody?
No.
Flash like a little bubble of
that was good.
Her like
with all the guys,
broccoli and magenta. What was his name?
Yeah, it was magenta.
What was his name? It was a magenta.
Burgundy.
I'm gonna call him magenta because I like that better.
That's some kind.
We need to get an editor from the show on because these guys are. I say it all the time. They are amazing. Like who thinks of that? The music. You guys were off doing something, and I pointed out to Cameron. I'm not gonna put your business out there. I point out to Cameron just a little pause in the music.
It's a little bathroom break.
And it snapped it back up again. Mm-hmm. It's just so creative, this show.
I like that a lot. I love it. It makes it entertaining, especially like when everybody's so angry and I'm sorry, I keep saying that it's stressful just because it gives me anxiety to watch these people and the way they talk and the way they behave with each other. But then when they have those little moments of the editing and everything, it's so funny.
Major tension.
Well, so what made you change your whole pace on the show?
When the six girls against one, like, okay, when I see something like that, because I guess I'm the kind of person that I want to, if I ever see somebody, I'll defend someone, but everything, every fight, every argument is one-on-one. And when I see, like, somebody gang up on someone, that's not fair. That's not right. Mm. That's just definitely not right. And if you have an issue with someone, you talk it out first. And but then it builds up from there.
On the other hand, when you see somebody defend themselves and stand up and get ganged up on and be as strong as Elise is,
she gets respect in the
house. Yes, definitely. That's the way I see Jenna, and I see that as in Elise, a lot in Elise. But what kills me is that those six girls, how can they, like, what's wrong with them? Yeah. What's wrong in their minds
when
for them to do that?
I'm sure
that
when you're on TV and you come from nothing, that's like the ultimate.
But at the same time, it's like
no holds barred, anything goes.
Amy, I feel like she was always Team Sunshine, and then, you know, now Jenna's out the house. Because tell me, please, if Jenna was in the house.
Give the girl a drink, and she's
with
on your
whoever's
side.
The strongest. That's the deal.
No, wherever the liquor is, that's where she's at.
And like Elise said, I don't have a bottle, so can I have some of yours?
Can I have some of yours? Like, go ahead, whatever.
And I'm going to tell you what stresses me out about this show, too, is like it makes me scared for the world because really, like, what's wrong with these people? Like, they will do anything for the limelight. They really will do anything for the limelight where they will knowingly, like, they know this is wrong. So gang up on a girl 6-on-1 and just totally beat the crap out of her.
But then we saw in this episode it became 2-against-1. The other housemates were like they flipped over, right?
Well, speaking of Gia, I think Gia is the one who's gonna stick to the strong one. She's the weak. Erica's the flip flopper, but Jenna's the one. You just described Amy. Jenna's the one that's the weak one. Gia.
I think Gia and Amy both are.
Amy has. She's crazy.
Yeah,
I think
followers.
Amy's crazy. Because Amy will step to your face.
I don't think Gia's the weak one.
Oh, I definitely agree with that.
I don't know.
No, because
don't
so. Even in the car...
She didn't flip till Erica flipped.
Exactly. I think one of the twins is the weak one because...
Oh, they're both of the twins.
The more conservative one?
Danny is the weak one. Gabby's
the stronger one.
Gabby's the crazy one.
She's the one that has major issues. Danny's the pretty girl always trying to defend her sister because they're twins.
And if we want to call out weak, I still think Demetria is still.
Oh no!
Oh yeah,
she wasn't even
Demetria.
Relevant in my brain.
Y'all messed up on that.
She was not even relevant in my brain. And I was like, "Girl, go home. Keep walking." She said, I'm going home. Keep walking, girl. We're done.
I felt her frustration, though. I mean, what'd she be upset?
Because they did this in public. Yeah. No, that was her
No.
She's embarrassed. If I went out with all of you guys and you guys started like popping off.
I don't feel anything for her because at the end of the day, you sat there and you helped those girls get up on this girl.
Like, and you said like, you weren't about that like, at all. I feel like she should be, I mean, I feel like that little boy should be happy they finally let boys on the Bad Girls Club. They finally let boys in the Bad Girls Club. Oh, like, he should be happy he's on.
Wait, what did you say?
Now play your position.
What I'm getting going crazy over is that all these
bitches.
Bitches, man. Bad bitches. All of these. Okay, they're all crazy. They all ganged up on this chick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, this it's all insanity, really. Because, okay, I'm happy that people turn because I want Elise to have somebody to talk to because she's the only sane person there. I'm not even sane. I'm just saying she was being nice. Right. And you can't blame her for being nice. And so I'm glad that there's people who are like changing their views. Mm. But at the same time, it's like Gabby and Danny. They're kind of
for no reason.
No, they're sticking to their word. Mm-hmm. Those girls said, we're going to drive this chick home. Mm-hmm. She is not going to be accepted, and they stuck to their word. And
so
that's kind of sane.
So
like,
what?
It kind of makes sense.
Okay. So what, though?
But bad girls rule.
Both are in the wrong.
But you cannot
both
just treat a human another human being like that.
But they did it in the beginning. Those chicks that are being nice now, they did it in the beginning.
They're going back to what the original
Melina.
Right?
Go ahead, sorry.
They're going back to the original thing of what the Bad Girls Club was about, which is changing your ways. And
is that what it's about?
The first season was about like being a better person, yeah. And for these girls to be brave enough to be like, you know what?
These chicks are crazy.
For these girls to be like, you know what? I was wrong. You know,
but
my mother saw me ganging up on these people.
The twins are the youngest ones, right?
Yeah,
so everybody's older and they understand that, okay, finally, it's fun to do one time, but after that, it just gets repetitive.
But these girls
it gets redundant.
We're talking about Reno being a freaking country whatever.
Right, but we don't even have a Nastasia in the house, and I'll even put her out there.
I think Erica's the Nastasia.
She isn't even that smart because Erica's about herself, where Nastasia said, you know what, this girl is freaking crazy. I understand Judy is crazy, so I'm going to pull her aside. I'm going to say, girl, look, I'm going to give you one more chance, and if you screw this chance up, then it's done. But that's not what's going on here. They all said, we're going to push the girls out. I understand that. That's what the Bad Girls is. They want to prove no new person's coming in here. So they did it. They beat her up. They beat her up the first time. They beat her up the second time. Ooh, and it was like, she's not doing anything.
Yeah.
But you can't.
That's what Gia and then Erica said.
They're mad
said.
Because it keeps going back to violence. When Gabby and Danny came up to her the second time for drawing on the table, it was violence. They understand the pranks and all that stuff. That's fine.
Now it's just plain, I just want to beat your ass.
Exactly.
But Erica said, okay, this is what Erica said. It's like, she wanted to pick on her and she wanted to torture her, but then it was like, well, she's not responding,
she's not fighting
so I'm going
to
quit.
Yeah.
I'm just going to quit. Because she, yeah. So it's like, she didn't do it because she was being a moral or good person. She was just like, this isn't working, so.
She said that for the cameras.
On that note, Erica's the biggest flip-flopper. Talk about team boy. She's a boy. She's a boy with pink hair. I'm sorry.
With no neck.
She's more of a boy.
Y'all better get off my ass. I loved when Erica was like, I just woke up, y'all. I'm crabby. Y'all know I get crabby.
She's only being nice now for the camera. That's all it's for because she knows her rep in the future.
But she did say,
you're the bully.
She did say, my mom sees this. Yeah. She's going to be like Erica.
Yeah, she should have thought about that when she was in the act before.
Well, you don't think about that because you're drinking. Like,
but
you're
no, don't blame it on
they do it on purpose.
Do not
and
blame it on
alcohol.
But you're still responsible for your actions, nonetheless.
But it was also,
she's not drunk when she wakes up in the morning. She's coherent.
You just got to give her some pasta.
I'm not responsible after four Long Islands, am I?
But now also, she wants pasta.
But it's also nice to get a...
Officer, I didn't mean to drive that car.
I gotta admit, that's my favorite thing of the whole entire show, is she kept saying how she wanted her pasta. I just
wanted
my pasta.
Her. You understand that.
I just wanted to eat my pasta.
Yes.
Who? Demetra?
Erica.
No, Erica. All I wanted was my pasta. But what I liked, though, about that little car ride that they had is we got to see a little bit more about her history.
Oh, yeah.
About Erica's history. Life. And, you know, I didn't really expect all that to come out of her mouth. And that was really brave.
I knew her. I knew her dad had to be a drug dealer because...
The way she was acting?
The way she's hood.
But what made me mad is she's like, everybody judged me when I came into the house. Like, but what really? Did she do to Elise when the second she walked in, before she walked in, she planned what she was going to do to her.
Mm-hmm. But she also, never gave who Elise judged Erica when she came in?
She was the first one in, right?
Everyone liked Erica when she showed up.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, because everybody was
the
really
first
nice.
Thing everybody loves everybody.
No, because they were calling her hair period hair.
That was after, that was like last episode.
Yeah, everybody was nice, but Erica and Gia judged everybody else. Like, they were saying stuff in the confessional rooms right off the bat.
It's all for the camera.
Well,
this is so stressful. I want to have kids, but watching this thing makes me think, like, should I have kids? Oh, my goodness.
This is not reality. This is reality TV, but this is not reality.
It's amplified.
But people out there in the world are thinking, like, oh, this is the way I should act. This is cool. And it makes me scared.
Clearly, because Jesse and Mikey are in love with you, supposedly. Yeah. So.
That's what the internet says.
I want to make sweet love to you, Melina.
That's reality. On the YouTube gimmicks,
I am serving it. And Jesse has a girlfriend, and apparently I'm the lonely
don't
perv.
Don't egg anybody on right
I'm
now.
I'm the lonely perv.
I don't want to upset
the thing they did get right was that I was with Gemma.
Well, I will say, I will say one thing that is so skeptical.
Well, okay, wait. I want to go back to the twins.
I do know that doesn't sound right, ladies and gentlemen. Don't judge me.
Of the future.
I sound stupid. That was from the show. I just said that.
I want to go back to the twins. I really want to get this underway. You guys honestly think that the twins have any type of stance to be doing what they're doing? That you think that they're keeping?
No, because their legs are so skinny.
The Bad Girls Club is about keeping it real. And do you honestly think that the twins are keeping it real to their word?
Okay, innocence, yes.
I do. Because they're following what they said.
Yeah,
from the
they
beginning.
Said I'm being true to my word. I mean, in their crazy heads, like immature heads, because they're immature. They
How
really
hard
are?
Is it to bully somebody?
But
like it's
not hard. It doesn't take a lot of sense.
It's
but
about
in their mind,
real
yeah, in their mind, them. It's like what I said is that I was going to drive this girl away, and I'm going to be true to my word and drive her away.
Don't get it twisted. You, keeping it real and doing the right thing are not the same.
Yeah,
issue.
It's not the same.
Totally separate.
That's true.
Yeah,
totally separate.
So that's what's crazy about
all right,
this.
All right,
hello,
Cool
J,
you better do it over there.
No, you had a great point.
I'm not condoning their actions by any means. I'm not the bully type. I'm all about the underdog. And of course, when you fight, one, it should be one-on-one. You know, if you're going to have a verbal disagreement in the group, that's different. But physically putting your hands, six people on one, that's crazy.
I'm sorry, but Elise, by far, out of all eight seasons, you had the baddest bitch. You took a whole house.
Yes.
She was so strong.
You know what's so awesome is that she says she's the baddest bitch, and she is doing it. She's backing it up.
All these girls are flocking to her because I'm the realest bitch.
Real. And I'm very proud she didn't cry. Not
yeah,
one tear.
Really. She
not
just
one
took
tear.
It.
Truth be told, my husband be in that room.
Where's this part? Okay.
But also, she is in the video world, and you get hated on in that. Mm. So I'm sure she takes.
I did not see her body before. That's sick.
Her body is sick. She's wearing that little crop top. I saw
she got that
she
body.
Tight little stomach.
And
I'm
that
jealous.
Booty really? Is banging. At least.
You're a bad bitch.
Okay, and let me say, when these girls put that's what I gotta say about Gia and Erica. They put hot sauce in her bag.
No, it was a French.
Was it?
French
dressing, ketchup, hot
and
sauce.
Sun-kissed, and they sun-kissed. Said.
Okay, and then they mixed it up and everything. But
and then, sorry, girl.
Yeah, and now they're her friends.
No, but at least
see,
that interface,
crazy.
At least she was just like, okay.
But what I love about it is that she says, she's like, thanks for the hot sauce. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love the hot sauce.
Whose idea
like,
is that?
She's really good about it. I was like, think about it. How many
mental
people
note.
Out there, how many people would be like, thank you, be comment? That's hard to do. That
don't
so
get it
hard.
But her strategy worked, though, didn't
it? Yes, it did.
Forgiving and forgetting are two separate issues as well.
Yes.
Don't play for a fool.
That's what I remember. That's what I believe, too.
All right.
Insert coins.
Yeah. So after that, let's move to a lighter situation because we're gonna get back to the twins.
I really get angry with this thing. Watching all this stuff, I want to beat every one of these girls up. I swear, I want to.
I'm gonna
punch
get you some chamomile tea.
You're investing
so
too much into the show.
Oh my goodness! I was like, let me show you something. Let all me right, teach you guys. Oh,
I will give you a gift certificate to Healing Hands, the massage place. It's great.
I need it right now. Okay. Watching the show is.
You have a clump? Insane. You have a clump.
Umber clump.
All right. All
right. So they go to insert coins. Elise couldn't join them because she got trashed at the house and was throwing up.
Which is probably the best thing for her to stay home. Yeah.
And I wondered if she really did get that drunk or if she was like, you know, I don't know if I fully trust these people. I'm not going to go out with
them. She doesn't seem like a coward.
They started drinking earlier in the day and she probably just got too wasted and it was...
Girl, you can't do that.
Day drinking is a hard sport. And I think it's a hard sport, that one.
Wait till this weekend.
She didn't have any clothes left over. It's all covered in French dressing. And, but honestly,
I think like she probably... You know, now some of the girls were starting to accept her, so she probably overdrank because now she got too comfortable.
Oh, yeah.
And then there you go.
Well, actually, did you guys see the drink that Demetra made for her? Mm-hmm. It was like this much alcohol.
Yeah, and
she like
just
she's like, no, like, try some of this fruit juice. Yeah. That bloop.
Oh, it is kind
of yes, right. Of course, it is. It's like 3/4 alcohol.
Oh, bitch, your lips are numb. You can't even taste it. So they go there. Amy's boy crazy. She meets AJ, this kid who's tatted up.
The little boy,
like
you
a
mean?
15-year-old boy. Working at a gym.
He got a lot of tats, though. That was tight.
We all said from the neck down.
Yeah, okay. Look good from the neck down.
Well, even that wasn't apparently good because Amy was complaining that he doesn't really have anything to work with.
She couldn't feel his erection.
Yeah, that was performance-wise. He didn't rise to the occasion.
That's got to be bad for him right now.
But that's also coming from Amy's mouth, and she knows she's going to go call her ex-boyfriend, so she's going to play down the situation. Maybe it was really good, and she's just playing it down.
Okay, let's talk about everybody's theory of what the relationship
maybe
between
Amy's vagina is too wide. I mean,
right? It's like a triangle. You barely touch the sides.
Right. That's why she got the most height when they went skydiving because it was like a parachute.
Oh my goodness.
I can't even right now with you guys. You guys are sick. I'm sorry. I'm leaving right now. I'm done.
Go ahead, Demetra. Just keep walking.
I can't do this. I want to go home.
Wait. So, and speaking on Demetra, like, was it not, she drew the line at the French dressing.
Yes.
Out of all the stuff that happened.
That they did.
You know what? French dressing, that is it. That
we
is
beat his bitch's ass. We smashed her face. We've destroyed everything.
But I want to know. When it comes to French dressing, that's where I draw the line.
Not even no blue cheese.
Not even blue cheese.
You can freeze it.
You can put ranch. You can put blue cheese. A1 steak sauce. Hot wing sauce. But when it comes to that French dressing, I draw the line.
French dressing.
Over.
All right.
So they go there, the insert coins. Amy has this boy. Again, the girls are trying to get Amy to sleep with somebody finally. She finally did it. She calls her ex-boyfriend.
But would you really count it as if he didn't really rise to the occasion?
Well, no, I just said they slept with each other.
You could get things done.
Literally didn't rise to the occasion.
You can get things done.
Well, she probably pulled down.
Well, tell us, Sean.
I'm just saying. I've had my encounters with a little bit of people who have had too much to drink, and they do their best. And
well, so that like
everybody
gets
really
done.
I would say we tried to, but
it's not like everybody wants to go sleep in a
hotel. It still counts.
My thing is, I can't believe you guys think that nothing really happened.
I'm saying they tried, and they like they were naked.
She covered
and
it
stuff.
With leaves.
I think she found out he was 17, and she was like, "All right, look,
this is what I love." But he didn't have a permit. Like the kid didn't have a permit. He had to have his brother come pick him up. What was he doing in the club? Or were they at a club?
No, it was a video game parlor.
He worked
Shut
there.
Up.
It was a video game parlor. Insert coins. They were playing video games.
This is so...
Oh, Amy.
This is horrible.
Sweet Amy.
I just want to say, not everybody wants to sleep in an open cave.
It is statutory rape, yes.
Because he probably wasn't even 18.
I swear.
He woke up the next morning. He was like,
that's not attractive.
This is embarrassing for this little kid.
He had a chance of a lifetime with the older woman, and then he didn't.
Failed.
Did you see his face though when she was like holding his hand and they were crossing the kitchen? He was like,
"Wait, what did he stick his fingers in her vagina when he was like, you should get a piercing here?" Yeah. And we were like, "Where?
Yes,
where?
Yes,
where
I think,
what,
I think,
right
I think, I think yeah,
we're all like,
so.
Yeah.
That's skeezy.
That is skeezy. She just let it happen.
All right, scuzzy asshole, Amy, you are one. So I want to go back to what Melina just brought up.
I get crabby.
What do we think the situation between Amy and her boyfriend is? Do we think he was a bad guy because he broke up with her?
Frankly, I don't care. He's boring.
Well, I know he's boring, but she's not.
I think it's a little bit of both. Okay, she's crazy. He tried to make it work. He was like, "This is my opportunity to be free." She's going on the show. Mm-hmm. It's over. I think he's having fun where he's at. But at the same time, I'm saying my belief is that they're both being bad to each other.
Well, I think because he kept saying, oh, like you always do, you always make out with all these boys. I think she probably did something like that.
Before?
Before. Because he's like, you always do that. Like,
and you noticed as soon as she did something bad, she does the baby voice. And it was like,
no, I'm sorry. And I didn't mean to.
That's the Paris Hilton syndrome right there.
Take me back. Infantile voice.
So the Kardashian syndrome too.
So I guess, you know, the Bad Girls Club teaches you on your vegetables. This week we learned that asparagus equals an upgrade.
Yeah. Yes.
Whereas broccoli
is
the downgrade.
Asparagus is so much better.
Okay, how is it better?
Asparagus is so good.
It's more expensive. It's more expensive.
Just because something's expensive does not mean it's
better. What did Little Wayne say? Let's look at when you're really rich, asparagus is really yummy.
Okay, but let's look at the situation. The broccoli was better than the asparagus.
That's my hip-hop point. Very true.
That's true.
But wait, maybe the asparagus. Magenta was maybe much cuter. Asparagus yes. was not of age.
Or maybe it was asparagus from Vaughn's. Versus broccoli from Whole Foods.
True.
Excuse me?
I don't know.
Well, I don't know.
That boy did not look organic, so I don't know. You know, it's not organic asparagus.
Oh, my goodness. It wasn't ripe yet.
No,
it wasn't
not ripe. At it wasn't all. Ready.
That's so skeptical.
Mm-mm. All right.
That was canned food. Canned asparagus.
I like canned asparagus.
So let's
I speaking. Do too, actually,
wait, they have
good.
Canned asparagus.
Yeah, they do.
Dip it into
good.
Mayonnaise. What?
Speaking
plus
of
Jesse.
Food.
Yes, so Jesse.
Speaking
That's
of food.
Why I can't do the food stuff.
The girls go out to dinner. They tried to. They tried to go out to dinner. And
at Capos.
The twins are just really getting heated, everybody. And I understand keeping it real, being the realest bitches in the house. But it's like, you have to look at the point of, oh, now everyone's mad at us, and we're going to be the outcasts. Yeah. And yes, they will kick both of you girls off.
I bet you they're thinking we're making dad proud right now. We're at the center of attention.
But no, because they even called the father, and they said, what do you do? Why are you Which I'm actually kind of mad at him, because don't sit there and tell your girls to start drama. And then when they call you saying, like, oh, I might get kicked off. Be like, oh. But what was the comment that her sister made, if you go home... She said, Gabby, if you go home, you're going to have more issues
home.
Than you do here.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm, Gabby, do you want to call and talk about that?
Yeah. Like I said, that speaks volumes.
That is crazy.
At home.
Also, the fact that when they walked the door, when they were all so upset, if they're so, like, resolute in them hating on Elise, why are they like, make sure you call dad first?
This was so beautiful. They talked a lot of crap. They ran their mouth. Okay, so they're bitching in the car, like little kids, and that's why they're in the back seat.
Right.
So they're little kids, acting like little kids. They go to the restaurant, and they run their mouth. I think it was Gabby that was running her mouth for her sister, saying, we're going to get you when we go home. I'm going to put my hair up, blah, 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 blah. And then what happens when they get home?
Nothing.
That's the odd part, because Danny was the one running her mouth, because Gabby's fuming. She's just not saying anything anymore. She's over it. She already told Erica that you're a punk and you're, you know, you don't keep to your word. Danny is the supposedly more intelligent one of the two SAT failing people that, you know, Danny's backing her up like, we're going to get home and, you know, we're gonna handle this.
Well, in the car, did you notice that when Gabby was talking trash to Erica, Danny was like, calm down, you're gonna get more issues if you get kicked out and go home. And it was like, oh, all right, Danny got some sort of sense. But then
on the way home.
But not even then, because right after that she attacked Gia. Danny attacked Gia and she was more mad at Gia. And so it's just like, these bitches, it's like a poltergeist. It just
John noticed.
Yeah,
but did y'all notice did y'all notice when they were walking into, what was it?
Capos.
Like, their bodies are so square, like, they have to turn sideways to get into the door. Did you notice that?
I
was the only one that picked that one up.
I mean, say stuff like that, but I was like, I never noticed the SpongeBob stuff.
And with a flat body like that, do not wear horizontal stuff.
Right.
I felt like it was building blocks and stuff, like Lego.
Lego bodies.
Wait, it's not Project Runway. Let's get back on topic.
Okay. I should be saying stuff like that. But I loved at home, what was it? I think Danny asked something or said something, and then Gabby said something. I don't know which one's which, but I love the way she says, she was like, no, if you were one-on-one, you get your ass kicked.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you get your ass kicked. And they know. Yeah. They can't fight
that
one-on-one.
That was Gabby, the crazier one, telling Danny, look, you don't need to fight the battles, because
she's like, talk so much stuff, and that's why there was crickets.
I'll get your eyes out.
And they're hypocrites.
They know they can't do one on one. They have to be tag teaming on one person.
Like they'll do one thing. They'll make a drawing of Elise, and then when Elise makes a drawing of them, they get upset. They touch Elise, and when Elise touches them back, don't touch her. Don't touch her. And I can't stand that. If you're so friggin' ballsy, you know,
it's just so immature.
Yeah, it's so immature.
Yeah, that's a pack mentality, and Melina, you, I'm sure in life as a fighter, you see that there's a pack mentality.
I mean, and just how embarrassing is that? You guys are going as a group of women into a restaurant, and you haven't even made it into
the door.
Loosely used.
All I wanted was some pasta. That's all I wanted.
That's all she wanted.
Shoot. Well, see, no wonder why guys think women are crazy bitches. I swear. Yeah. Because people like this, seriously. Oh, so catchy.
Do you guys think the girls were intimidated as soon as they got home and saw Elise already downstairs?
Like, she was sitting down there writing a note. like a fighting schedule.
Dear Jesus.
First, I'm going to punch her in the face. I'm so sorry. Then I'm going to gouge her eye.
Give me food. I'm about to do.
No, well, I think on the ride home, I think the twins started to really realize that Erica... Not Nietzsche is inconsequential, but I think they realized that Erica was not about to get involved anymore. Yeah. Now it's just them two.
Neither is they didn't have their bulldog anymore.
Mm-hmm. But I think when Elise said one-on-one, or was it somebody said it's going to be one-on-one, that's when it's like, okay, I'm going to run my mouth. And then when they got home, it's like, oh my goodness, it's going to be one-on-one and I can't do that. Mm-hmm. And I love, like, Amy's such an instigator. She's crazy. Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like,
oh, you're
I don't trust her. But she's such an instigator. Yeah, you got your sneakers on. Okay, I'm going to get some more to drink.
Now, I want to actually ask you guys this about Amy. Because, Cam, you thinking she's a little manipulator?
Yeah, she knows what she's doing. So, she knows she's what smart. She's doing.
I kind of think that maybe she knows Larry's missing, but she can't call it out right now.
She's going to wait to see who can slip on it.
Yep. Slip on it, or she's waiting for a moment where she who slips on it and then tries to push them against the wall, because it's really strange that she has not called this.
Yes. Mm-hmm. When she made such a big deal about it in the first episode.
I'm going to be so disappointed if they just never talk about Larry again. I'll be very disappointed.
Or maybe, better talk or about Mary. I mean,
it came up, come up in the but reunion, it wasn't explosive enough to even show. What did you say?
It'll come up in the reunion.
Oh, I cannot wait for the reunion. Perez was going to tear them a new one.
I wish Jenna was in the house, because I think Jenna and Elise would be an amazing
team. My goodness, they would rule.
I just think that
Jenna's gone.
They would really kick people's butts.
Rest in peace, Jenna and Whitney Houston.
Oh my goodness. Let's not do that.
Oh my god, so many people just got angry at you right now.
We already have one after buzzer.
It's like, yes, rest in peace, but at the same
time, rest in peace to Jenna. She needs to be there.
Jenna, we're talking about Whitney here. But
and her too. That's why I said it.
They're both gone.
There's no way to dig
yourself
out of this.
Mikey's racking our views up. Yeah. Keep going, boy.
Just keep digging your grave. Take that foot out of your mouth, boy.
All I gotta say is that not that I'm saying I'm like these people, but if I could relate to Jenna and Elise, because you stand up for your friends, you keep your word, you go for what's right, have fun, be positive,
right.
And like freaking Elise, like sticking it in there, I would take on everybody. I'm like, come on.
Elise is dope. She's
my favorite.
She is.
She's a soldier.
She kills everybody with kindness, and I do believe that. You know what? Screw you guys. I'm going to be who I am. I'm going to be positive, and if you don't like it...
See, this show teaches great lessons.
I don't think the bug has hit her yet. I think she's going to go. She's going to trip up quick.
Because she's going to hang around Erica and Gia.
No, I mean, she's
going to
catch
really...
the bug. She hasn't caught the bug because she's been picked on so far. She's going to catch the TV bug.
She's gonna have,
and she's going to show out. And then hopefully she returns back to the good side. But we'll see.
Well, Erica said it first. Mark my words. Mm-hmm. One of the twins is going to get knocked out by Elise.
I hope they both go.
Well, and we haven't seen the jump scene yet, so I'm waiting for that to happen.
The one what we saw in the first, was it in the first episode that they did all these previews of all the whole entire season? Yes, and the twins get jumped in the car.
But they even get jumped in the room on the bed, the twins.
Ooh, really?
Yeah.
Twins, you guys
get it. They're going to get it. They're asking for it.
Well, one of the twins goes in the room and she dumps trash in the middle of the room.
What the?
Right.
And then, remember? And then they started attacking.
Wait, do we know how old they are? How old are they?
21, right?
Yeah, they're early 20s.
21?
I feel like they're 17.
Yeah.
But you know, I gotta say, our boy Leroy said that they're actually the most normal girls in the house, so maybe something's going to turn or something's going to happen.
I don't believe
But we're going to get them to call in. I know they can't come over here, but...
Well, he said most normal.
I want to meet them, okay? I want to meet them and say what they really are, because... Like, I want to know who they really are so then I can differentiate. Yeah. Because what I see on TV, and I, like, okay,
I want to speak
to their
dad.
From me being on TV and stuff, like what people think of me.
Oh, that'll be amazing.
It's like my character.
Get the dad to call in.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure he would jump at the chance.
Yep. Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I never want to judge people because the character that I was on TV and who I really am, two separate people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's so crazy what people believe when they see on TV. But then when I'm watching...
Yeah. Right.
Now when I'm watching on TV, I find myself sucked into what I see. So now I'm like, I know how you get sucked in.
But you're kind of seeing through it. Like, I'm on page with you. I'm not... Again, I don't condone their behavior, but I do get... There's a realness to their mentality. Well,
their perception. Like... You see how they see the world, and it's like, wow.
Again,
like,
we can forgive, but we'll never forget.
It's so true.
And on that note, we're going to head to a commercial break. When we come back, we're going to ask you a little bad girl's question and hit you with predictions.
After Buzz TV.
Hi. I was once like you, a lazy, angry loner whose only joy was watching TV and surfing the net. And, like you, after I'd see one of my favorite TV shows, I'd be so excited and have so many questions that I'd actually have to talk to my douchebag coworkers about it at the water cooler. Then I discovered AfterBuzzTV.com. AfterBuzzTV produces after-show webcasts and podcasts for TV series of all kinds, like post-game wrap-up shows for all your favorite TV shows. AfterBuzzTV hosts are industry insiders who break down episodes of shows, take calls from fans, and interview cast and crew from each series, with over 60 different after-shows, from Boardwalk Empire to American Idol to Vampire Diaries to Real Housewives. And more. Now, after a night of TV, I can ignore my stupid co-workers, who I hate, and go straight to my desk and watch or listen to all my favorite AfterBuzz TV after shows and have all the TV fan interaction I need. Thank you, AfterBuzz TV.
AfterBuzz TV. What do you want to buzz about?
Can you imagine the hate mail?
All right, we are back.
What's your Twitter again, Mikey?
That's right. Stay relevant.
Yeah, stay relevant. We love all types of attention. All right, so we're back.
Still talking.
Let's start and open a new discussion. I mean, Bad Girls Club. My favorite thing about the Bad Girls Club is the fighting, is the drama, and I love every season to see how many girls can get kicked out.
Yeah.
Now I think the total is 5, and that was actually I think of it. Yeah, it was 5 girls. Season 5, Kristen and Leah. They kept knocking these bitches.
Done! First 5
done.
Minutes. Who was it?
Morgan.
Morgan.
And then I couldn't even name the rest of the girls.
Morgan went like Hulk on that place.
I love Morgan.
She went Hulk.
So what are we... Are we going to like... is it the question for the whole entire season or... From now on, from this
here,
moment on.
From this moment. From this moment.
Don't get me started on that song.
How many girls? Get a girl. From this moment, how many more girls are getting kicked out? Like, just think of the girls in the house now. Who's getting kicked out? How many more replacements are we going to have? Three more girls?
Three at least.
I totally agree with that.
I'm going to say one more.
Say one.
I think one of the twins is going to go.
Just one of the twins?
I say Dimitri and the twins.
Yep, that's exactly who I think is going to go.
I'll say two.
I'm on board with two.
Two?
Who is going home? Both the twins? Is that who you're saying?
I don't know. I just say two. I didn't know we had to do all that.
I don't think Demetra's going home because she doesn't have the balls enough to hit somebody.
Agreed. I'm from Miami. We don't suck.
I kind of feel like she's going to crack.
I think that's the reason why she's going to go home.
I think she's going to crack.
Yeah.
Or be called out as a flip-flopper. In some sense,
she actually has flip flopped a lot.
She flip flopped.
Think about it.
That bitch is like a pancake. She like every seven times.
Yeah.
But she's like a ninja because nobody's picked it up yet. So
there's this bigger fish than being fried
her
right
easily.
Now.
We forget her easily.
But as soon as everyone's settled in the house,
nobody's picked it up. Only the twins have mentioned anything. Like, you need to choose what side you want to be on.
Well, like you called her Pinocchio. Really. Once that nose starts growing a little longer.
But the twins didn't really mention Demetra though. They called out Gia and Erica. Those are the two they really had problems with.
But the second episode, they told Demetra you need to pick a side
because she's irrelevant. And so maybe the fact could come to the point because we have seen this where it's two teams, and both the teams are badass bitches, and then the irrelevant girl, they're like, no, bitch, you don't even deserve to be in this house, and then they kick that bitch out. I would love that. Oh, little Demetra. Oh, that'd be so sad for her, but...
Whatever.
So you said one twin. You think it's going to be Gabby?
I think it's going to be the more aggressive one.
Yeah,
she's going to lose it, and then the other one's going to be like, I don't want to leave, so she's not going to do anything once it gets to be a real serious fight.
Oh, okay, hell no, she wouldn't do that.
Which one's the one with the glasses?
She
got to
go home to Danny.
Danny?
Danny?
Yeah.
Man, I just wanted at least to punch her in the face.
I'm
like,
waiting for them
with the
to
glasses.
Fight with each other.
Who?
The twins.
I don't know. Really?
No. Because for me, twins, they like, always, they always, they always.
I have seen twins.
No, yes.
No, they deck it. They duke it out and they deck each other, but at the same time, the bond is just
it's
as
too
strong.
Yeah. And you're on TV, though. And they're on TV, and it's like, we did this. We have to stay together. Like,
they won't fight.
Yeah, do you think if they did fight, that the producers would get rid of both of them, or one would get sent home because they fought their sister?
I think one can't survive without the other. Yeah. Like, yeah. In this scenario.
I think Danny can't survive without Gabby. Gabby can't survive.
But I don't think Danny knows she can.
I thought Gabby was a strong one.
Yeah. Gabby's the smarter one. That's not saying much.
The more conservative one.
The
one without the lip ring? Okay.
Kip, by the way,
confused.
What is this thing with this? That's skeptical. I know I've
skeptical.
Seen that.
Oh, Gia said that, right?
Dude. No, it was one of the twins.
The twins.
Honestly, I would kind of say it's probably like a Massachusetts slang because we'd say.
I don't think
like,
it's a slang. I think she literally thought she was on point with what she was saying. I think she meant sketchy.
Oh no, she because you know that, meant sketchy.
That's what I was saying because in Massachusetts, but, something we say is so, ooh, that's sketch. That's sketch.
Sketch begins.
So skeptical. Are you saying I was like, ooh, I guess I'm getting all the way changed.
Are you grouping everybody in Massachusetts in a category of stupid? Because
no.
Wait, what?
That,
what
we say, you just said, is that like?
You think that might be a word? Skeptical. That might be their word.
I'm from Massachusetts. From
but I don't think they would just. I don't. I think that's just them. I don't think it's a Massachusetts.
It could
thing.
Be. I just said it. Maybe it is. Oh, you're being skeptical.
I'm
not against Jesse. I think if it possibly could be a word, I don't believe that that was their intention, though. They don't have a good grasp of vocabulary.
Yeah,
they don't.
Danny
like, them combined
really
on their SATs would still not be.
They are the poster children for the term, it's a good thing you're pretty.
Yeah, but they don't
but
even
they're
get
not
that.
Even pretty.
Well, I thought they were before, and I still think they are.
They okay, have their faces a little.
Yeah.
Come on.
Stop being so judgmental. They are pretty girls. They're just very, very stupid.
Their dad is hoping that this show gives them a future. That's why.
He's like, please last the entire season.
Speaking of the future, Ronnie Jr., can you please send us into predictions?
And now, you're after Buzz.
Good job, Ronnie.
Predictions.
Wasn't our superlative kind of a prediction?
A prediction? Yeah, but that's just... I mean, next week we have a bathing suit competition. The twins screw with somebody's mattress. Do we think it's Elise's mattress or somebody new?
Probably Elise's.
Yeah. But Elise doesn't even have a mattress because she's sleeping in the VIP room.
They got to drive.
Good point.
And also, Gia gets shit-faced.
Oh, I cannot wait for that.
All over
the place. Oh, I'm so
and
excited.
She's trying to beat up a guy.
I'm wondering if that's actually whose mattress it was.
I don't know.
She was like grabbing his chin or something. I don't know.
Because the girl twins are already mad at Gia, and she could probably piss him off even more bringing a guy in the house, and they'd call her stupid whore, slut, or something like that.
Yeah, because the twins get all hateful when girls come in with guys.
Well, it's about time we get some brothers on this show.
They have a lot of condiments in that house because then they put like mustard and ketchup on the mattress too.
No, what killed me was the French dressing. Came out from underneath
the bed.
Who does that? Who keeps food
some
underneath their bed?
Erica. Erica.
It came out of Amy's vajayjay.
Her vagina hole.
Girl, where is that French dressing?
This is organic.
I was about to say, is Stassi on this season again?
Was that a fat girl joke?
No.
Oh, okay.
We can go there, though.
She's holding a pen. Do not make her mad.
Oh my gosh. All right. On that note, we thank you guys for joining us. We'll be back here same time, same place. You can follow me at DJ Jesse J.
At Real Melina.
At Mikey Watts.
At Siobhan_Hughes.
At Tomakava777.
And follow us on at AfterBuzz TV. Hit us up on Facebook. Tell your friends about us.
Sweat.
And subscribe to us on iTunes. Go to iTunes, type in AfterBuzz TV, find Bad Girls Club, and just subscribe. It's free.
And go out and get you some French dip.
With some asparagus.
With some asparagus.
And how many girls are
canned asparagus.
What's the superlative again?
How many new girls are we getting in the house? Tweet us.
Come on.
Dos.
One, two, or three.
Oh, no.
Who are you guys siding with? One, two, or three?
Dos.
Tweet us. Peace.
From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches! The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.